Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, 50 years of promoting peace.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. For the past 5 decades, Wilmington College's Peace Resource Center has preserved the stories and artifacts of nuclear war in hopes of encouraging disarmament of nuclear weapons across the world. It's continuing that work through a 12-hour vigil to commemorate the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which began 80 years ago today. Director Tanya Moss joins us. Tanya, the Peace Resource Center has one of the most extensive archives that document the legacy of nuclear war in the U.S. How did Ohio become a center for this preservation?
This center came to be in Ohio through Barbara Reynolds, who was a Quaker nuclear disarmament or nuclear abolitionist. And she and her husband were originally from Ohio. Earl Reynolds, Barbara's husband, he was called on by the United States government to travel to Hiroshima, Japan in 1947 to study children who had survived the atomic bombings. And throughout the years, they became deeply involved in the nuclear disarmament movement. And when Barbara returned to the United States in 1970 through her Quaker connections, she found her way to Wilmington College. She was able to establish her archives regarding the atomic bombings here.
Today, community members are going to read personal testimonies from hibakusha or atomic bomb sufferers. In the coming months, you'll also engage with this history through plays, art exhibits, academic conferences. What do you hope to accomplish by presenting these human experiences of those impacted by nuclear war through so many different mediums?
This vigil, which is 12 hours, it is a litany, it is a prayer for all human beings that military violence is no longer a way in our world to resolve international conflict. Throughout the fall, we'll be doing a variety of programming intended to integrate the arts with nuclear weapons abolition, accessing this historical legacy visually in the past, but also helping us envision a future in which these kinds of weapons are no longer used or made possible.
Yeah, and the center has been doing this work now for half a century. How has that advocacy changed over time?
During the 1960s and 70s and 80s, the Cold War fueled a constant fear about nuclear weapons. And now we're seeing, you know, a sort of renewed nuclear arms race and an emerging revival of that anxiety regarding nuclear weapons that is coming to the fore. And various organizations are advocating for peace and social justice.
Every day we wake up and hear about global conflicts and war, and a world without nuclear weapons feels increasingly distant. What hope can the Peace Resource Center offer for this present moment?
Just by asking your government or your state to invest in your quality of life is an anti-nuclear stance, because when we ask our governments to care for us, that is asking the government not to commit those funds to large weapons of mass destruction.
That's Tanya Moss. She's the director of the Peace Resource Center at Wilmington College. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.